This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 294, E3 or Bust. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I am King Baby Duck.
We have a special guest with us for our podcast episode this week. Why? Say it with me now, children.
E3!
Oh, that worked out so well. You would think that we practiced it, but we didn't. Spontaneous and stuff.
Spontaneous!
Yeah, what he said. So, we literally, at the time of recording this, have deplaned. We have
survived.
There are some people who doubted that
I
we
often
would.
Doubt.
There
when in doubt,
Sean,
I doubt.
Sean the Unbeliever, Sean!
There may be people among us who don't particularly enjoy flying.
I don't.
But survival was had.
I just keep telling you, just think of it as a roller coaster going, whee!
I know, when we're finally, like, getting ready to land, he puts his hands up, like, it does kind of feel like a roller coaster, except my ear doesn't hurt this much because of the pressure change. But, I mean, granted, I think our pilot, like, dropped 2,000 feet really fast, because for a while I couldn't get my ear to pop. And I was like, fucker!
But you know what?
Cut the wind!
He got us here early.
Earlier than
okay,
yes.
Like, a half hour early.
And we have to also thank the Magic Man.
Oh, we do. We do. Because in order to make our flight better, we had a special guest aboard our flight. And I want to give a shout out to Virgin America because they are the fucking best.
Agreed.
All right.
You the best.
You the best. But, yeah. Why don't you tell the people, King, who was on our flight that made it just so enjoyable?
We had fucking Richard Simmons on the plane with us.
Not only do we have Richard Simmons, like, deal a meal, sweating to the oldies.
I sweated to the oldies.
Simmons on our plane. But going through the security check with the TSA, with
It was a special treat.
It was a special treat that I will never forget for my entire life. Even when I get the Alzheimer's, I'm gonna remember that particular thing. It's just special. And he's a hoot and a half. But we've landed, we've had food, we've had bed, we've had mini cat nap breaks.
I slept for a whole 10 minutes. It's my world record.
I rest my eyes because I can never sleep on a plane no matter how hard I try.
Ninja fell asleep during takeoff, then took another nap, and then took a nap when we landed.
I don't have a problem sleeping on the plane.
Green cat naps.
She also took a nap after watching a little bit of Epic Mealtime. It was like contact-itis.
I believe that it was. Because
she was watching me watch it.
And I was like, oh my god, like, Epic Mealtime on the plane?
And she's like looking. I think it was the episode where they were decorating the tree.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that?
Oh my god.
I have not seen this episode. So I was like, play. But we are here in L.A., for E3. And I gotta tell ya, I have enjoyed every E3 that I've gone to, and I've now gone to five, six.
Yeah, because this would be my number trace.
Oh, no, then I've been to six.
Yeah, my first one was in 2009.
Yep.
Then we didn't go back again until 2000.
We didn't. You didn't go that year.
Remember?
I went.
That was when you had the job.
You had, you know, the money coming in, and you could not
go. Money kept rolling. I didn't go to 2010.
Yep.
Came back for 2011.
Yep.
And now I'm back in 2012.
Yep.
So I've been here for three.
And this is my second time. I went in 11 with these two.
Yep.
And the currently missing in action, Hamsterman.
Yes. Hamsterman will join us at a later date and time, which is not now. But I have to say that this one, I think, is probably the E3 that I've been most excited about going to. Just because, you know, the year that they announced the Xbox 360, we didn't get into the media briefing at all, so we knew we weren't going to be able to cover it really other than...
Well, that's also because they were giving them a window.
When a
company decides that all of a sudden they want to kibosh a relationship with us, it's because they're giving something away that they don't want us to have.
Nicely done, King. Nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, the analog skills in this group, really.
We need a soundboard.
We have King. He is a soundboard. But, you know, for me, this one is really exciting because, one, we're going to all the media briefings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Full representation.
There are some things that have already kind of leaked out that are already getting me excited.
No segregation.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, we were sitting and we were trying to figure out, okay, what is Microsoft really going to talk about, right? Because they already said, in no uncertain terms, that they are not talking about their next console at this E3. Everybody knows they're working on it, but they said, not gonna say shit.
I wouldn't be too surprised if they mention a new Kinect. Or at least a big update for it.
Yeah, and I think that that's more likely, that there's going to be a big update for the Kinect, possibly a newer version that might even be a little bit smaller, or frankly, one that will work in a smaller space.
Yes.
Because that's the thing that's been, I think the only thing that's really hampered our using it more is that we have to rearrange our living room because we don't have 8 feet.
Right.
Not even that, but I think also in terms of the Kinect, and I did talk about this briefly in my latest video, is that they haven't fully utilized all the potential that the Kinect can offer.
Right.
That
can offer a gamer.
That,
so I'd like to see some games that are going to challenge and entice the Kinect's functionality and its abilities.
I believe that's going to change when Steel Battalion hits.
So I want to, and I don't even just want to see it happen like at the press, like I'm hoping that, because every once in a while when they show you something at the media briefing, it looks awesome, but you don't actually get to experience that when you go play it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I want a match. So whatever I'm going to see come tomorrow, I want...
Today.
This morning.
Already have seen by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, yes. By the time you guys have listened to this, we would have all seen it. And I'm hoping that my experience at their booth will mirror what I will see.
Yeah.
I want to come out even in that regard. And I honestly think that they really should because even if they are working on their next console, I think there's still a lot of...
Vitality.
Yeah. Left in this console, as well as the PS3. I actually think the PS3 is still not even fully tapped into what it can do.
I don't think the PS3 tapped the top of its potential.
It hasn't peaked yet.
And I think that, but Sony has already said that they're working on their next console, and the thing about all of it is that you have to remember is that the PS3s that are being sold now are not the PS3s that they talked about as being the be-all, end-all machines that, you know, we're going to push the cell processor and be badass and need to take up the entire 50 gigabytes of data on the Blu-ray discs that you were going to author your games on. You know, you look at that machine, and that's the one that they're not selling anymore, which is the Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I still have mine. And I, you know, knock wood.
People are still going out and buying the old refurbished machines.
If you can find them, absolutely.
If you can get them, because they want that backwards compatibility.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the reasons why I absolutely love mine and I pre-ordered it.
Well, new ones also have backwards compatibility.
But not the complete backwards
compatibility. Well, no, I can play PS2 and regular PlayStation.
You can play some, not all. My Fatty can play them all.
Oh, okay.
With the exception of 5 games on both PS1 and PS2, but there are some that are not backwards compatible on the newer slims. And, you know, for some people that's a problem, like Bushido Blade. Bushido Blade doesn't play on all slims.
Yeah.
It plays on some with the right firmware, but not all. So depending upon when you bought your slim, you could be hosed out of one set of games, but okay with another set of games. And nobody wants to do that. Like, nobody wants that stupid surprise of you put your game in, you're ready to go back and have that nostalgia trip, and, oh, no, can't read disc. Can't load disc.
Yeah, exactly.
You suck. You could buy it in PSN. I don't want to buy it. I already own it. You know, but I was really worried going into this, going, okay, well, I know that Nintendo is going to, like, sweep the floor with everybody, right?
Yes.
Because the buzz of this,
prediction-wise, is going to be Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
They've already... But I also feel like they were already setting us up last E3 to already know that they were going to try to be the contender for
yeah,
the bus.
Basically, last E3, Nintendo said, oh, by the way, other guys who said that I'm not in the game, I just want you to recognize that I have an 8-inch dick.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you what I'm not showing you right now next year.
Yep.
Because so it turns out so I'm a grower, not a shower.
Exactly. That's exactly what they did.
Let me just say what they did show last year impressed the hell out of me.
And those were only prototypes, so those weren't even
completely fleshed out.
Yes.
So,
fleshed out
you know,
ideas.
We know that Nintendo is going to be, frankly, I think that they're going to live up to all of the hype and blow some of it out of the water.
Yep.
Okay.
And another thing about Nintendo is when it comes to releasing their consoles, it's always been flawless. I've never heard of any of their consoles from Nintendo, from the NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, shit, even Virtual Boy, say, oh, this malfunctioned. The worst thing I've ever heard was, oh, the strap on my Wiimote broke.
Yes, because I'm flinging it around like a monkey. You know, which isn't Nintendo's fault. Exactly. But, you know, my side piece of that is knowing that Nintendo was going to, you know, be a slam dunk as far as building hype, riding the hype, living up to it, and probably blowing my mind and making me, you know, think of things that I hadn't even thought they would try to do.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, on the flip side went, okay, so what are Sony and Microsoft going to do where they've already said they're not talking about any new consoles or any of the new things that they're working on as far as consoles go. So I'm thinking, okay, software. I start looking at, all right, well, when we finish Gears 3, Cliffy B was like, all right, this is Marcus Fenix's deal, and this is it. We're going to tie up all the loose ends and the whole story. Okay. All right. So you got Halo 4. Halo 4 is only going to take you so far because there's only a certain select group of gamers on the Xbox who are into Halo 4 because you've brought in a lot more casual gamers over the last year and a half,
absolutely.
Especially with the Kinect. They're not into Halo 4, so they're not going to migrate to it. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, we're probably not going to have another Rock Band game because Harmonix is still...
Well, I mean, we're getting Blitz, but
we're getting Blitz, absolutely.
Yes.
But we already knew about Blitz. Blitz isn't anything new. It's just a ship date on Blitz that we're really waiting on.
Yep.
Right.
You know, because we've already seen it. We've touched it. We got hands-on with it. Absolutely love it. It's going to be a slam dunk. But I'm sitting there going, okay, all right. So we got, you know, the possibility of maybe a Fable game that's not Fable Heroes.
Journey?
Maybe.
They talked about Journey last year.
Right.
And
this
then
is
what, we never heard anything
right.
again.
This is what I'm saying. So I'm going through this litany of, okay, what could they do? What could they do? And I'm
Last
like,
Guardian!
That's
Sony.
I know.
Fable Journey, starring Journey. Don't stop!
Don't stop believing! It's coming!
You know, so I'm like, what are they going to do? And, you know, if they have a hardware thing, you know, just like King said, I was thinking, all right, either we're going to see a new, slimmer, badder-ass Kinect, you know, because they've had a whole year now to learn from the one that they have out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe we'll have one that will work with shorter distance so you don't necessarily have to get the lens kit from Nyko so you can...
Which doesn't work, by the way.
Does not.
I bought it, was greatly disappointed, couldn't even read me.
Yep.
Returned it.
Yep. Which was very sad.
Because it worked so well last year at E3, and I was trying to figure out, what the fuck happened?
I'm guessing it's lighting.
Yeah.
Because the show floor is so ridiculously bright. I'm guessing that the filters really only work in a very well-lit area in order to shorten the field that you need to be able to recognize the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm guessing that if you're using regular house lights, it doesn't pick you up. And that's where the difference... Because that's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus, if you remember Nyko's booth, all their furniture was white.
Ooh.
Which makes it a whole lot easier for you to stick out. In a very well-lit area.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
You know, so as soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm a little concerned with the whole setup. And so, you know, I got them to send me one, and I tried it, and I was like,
How, what do you think of it?
No. But, you know, now seeing and hearing some of the stuff that's been leaked, and, you know, talking about leaks is a whole other thing, because I personally hate when shit gets leaked because of people breaking embargoes as opposed to the actual company just leaking information to try and build more hype. I have no problem with companies, you know, mm-hmm. trying to build their own hype. I have real big problems with people breaking embargo because they just don't care.
Let us let our listeners know that we in the Electricity Boston Bash Brigade, Geek Aggro, we would never break embargo.
We don't break embargoes.
We don't break embargoes.
We would never do it.
Nope.
We abide by the rules.
Yes. We go by the standards. So if we can't talk about something till Tuesday,
we won't talk about it until Tuesday. Now, it might be 1 minute after midnight on Tuesday, but technically that's Tuesday.
Yep.
Tuesday Eastern Time.
Okay. So I started running through, okay, well, what can Sony do, right? Because Sony said they're not talking new console. They already talked about release Vita last year. I can't imagine them revamping Vita
again. Vita Slim, but it's already tiny.
And not working as well as they'd like. Okay, we already have Uncharted 3.
Yep.
Which, when Uncharted 3 came out, we were told, this is the end of Nathan's saga.
But that's right, because we got Last of Us coming up.
You know, yep. Exactly. So we've got Last of Us, so I imagine some of that. But I'm running through, you know, software, and I'm like, there's no...
Heavy Rain 2! Electric Boogaloo!
Well,
The Battle Royale.
The thing about Battle Royale is it's, you know, iffy of whether or not it's going to happen. The Platinum Games one, right?
The one... Well, no, it's the Sony exclusive one. You're thinking of Anarchy Reigns.
Oh, okay.
No, this is the one with all the Sony characters. Oh. It's just like Sony's answer to Super Smash Brothers.
Gotcha.
Oh, God. This would be a great time for them to utilize that, too, since we don't have a new Brawl yet.
Right.
Nintendo needs to bring a new Brawl.
Well, here's the thing that very well could be. There have been hints about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, as well as we know that we'll see something about Zelda.
Yeah.
The new Zelda, obviously. Pikmin. We'll definitely see something about Pikmin. But, you know, on the Sony side of the world, I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, what are you going to do? Nintendo's rolling into the show with all this hype. Okay? There are going to be people that will literally sell their mamas, trample other people to get to Nintendo's booth. All show long.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be busy on Thursday. You know, the day where everybody beats feet and gets the frick out of town. Nintendo's booth is still going to be busy. So how do you contend with that? You know, and the first piece of it was a piece that was leaked about actually a forthcoming Gears title.
Well, that's Xbox still.
So. Exactly. So, but I'm talking about, okay, how both of them are going to compete. You know, and so you've got leaked information that just happens to be leaked the Sunday day before the Microsoft presser. That, right. Oh yeah, there's another Gears game that's probably going to be talked about. Because here's the Game Informer cover.
They do have one... Sony has one card that I think if they play it right, it could be big.
Mm-hmm.
And they did release an E3 trailer for it. Ni no Kuni. The Studio Ghibli video game.
It's Level 5's video game. They're just taking the animation style from Ghibli.
Well, no. The Studio Ghibli also did animation for the game.
Yes, but Level 5...
Yeah, but Level 5
it's Level 5's Inception. They just went to Ghibli was like, we'd like your artistic impression on this game. We have an idea.
Right.
And so, but it's Level 5's. But, it looks amazing. I don't think it has the it factor that would make it stand out for the presser.
I'm not saying it's going to be a mainstream success.
I wish it would, but here's
where we've got to take the step back, right? Okay, how many places when Secret World of Arrietty came out? How many actual movie theaters ran the movie?
1,100.
Right.
Out of how many movie theaters?
U.S. wide. You're talking
7,000, I would guess.
More than that. There's more than 7,000. There's probably 4,000 movie theaters in just New York alone. You're talking about probably somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 40,000 screens.
Okay.
In the U.S. Okay, it didn't get a wide berth, right?
Yeah.
You played in maybe one or two AMCs in an art house. Okay, Ghibli is not a draw or as big a draw in the U.S. There are people who absolutely love it, who know who they are, and will absolutely eat that game up.
Right.
I don't know that Sony would know how to position that as a master play card when, as far as the movie release went, they couldn't position the movies being done by the studio as a master play card.
Right.
We will all play the bejesus out of that game in this
yes.
room. Okay, the majority of the people listening to this podcast right this minute will play the bejesus out of that room. But that's not
especially
the majority.
When they found out what the release date was.
You know, yeah. that's not a franchise builder. The thing that carries you, that builds hype coming out of a media briefing and gets people beating feet to your booth, is a franchise.
Is your signature franchise.
Yes.
For a development of what's going to be a franchise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, remember how ridiculous we all went when we first saw Last Guardian trailer.
Yes.
Okay, and we went stupid for it, not just because it looked gorgeous, but because it was from the studio that did Shadow of the Colossus and Ico, and was a franchise that was, you know, kind of, I would say, like an underground.
Mm-hmm. But see, now that you go back to that, going back to the, you know, the styles of Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, now that makes me think that maybe Ni No Kuni and Level 5 Games could,
yep.
as
yes.
a dark horse, it could,
yep.
it could. Slim possibility, but it could, because, I mean, Ico, a lot of people didn't appreciate Ico
nope.
until way after.
Until way after.
Way after.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't go back to Ico until after they played Shadow of the Colossus.
And they're like, oh my god.
Ico was by the same people?
It yeah. was kind of like what happened with Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah.
Which they need to...
Yeah, where's that at? And I'm pretty sure that that's something that UV is going to talk about.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. is going to piss me off that I'm not at that media briefing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I still have love for UV. I do.
But mm-hmm. so, I mean, going back to that, so a signature franchise, or at least start to hint that there's going to be a franchise created in-house to hold that buzz.
Right.
It needs to happen. And Sony does not have one.
I think that's the reason why they went back and they're bringing another God of War game out.
Well, they do have two. He showed off one last year, Sly Cooper, the new Sly Cooper.
Yeah.
And they also have already announced a new Ratchet and Clank. And those are two very popular franchises.
They are, but they're not hardcore gamer plant
yeah.
franchises.
They are your casual to middle, and obviously
which,
hardcore fans who have been playing the franchise since their infancy. But yeah, it's not the puller. It will not pull.
I mean, here's where I'm trying to get at, right? So, you've got your Microsoft fanboys, and your Microsoft fanboys go nuts for your Gears of War, they go nuts for your Halos, they go nuts for, even though they're on multiple platforms, your Call of Duties and
Battlefields.
Your Battlefields
yeah.
and that kind of stuff.
Ghost Recon's
okay?
All those.
Exactly.
So they go nuts for those. Those are specific titles that
are aimed at genre.
The hardcore gamer, right? Your casual gamer doesn't pick up a SOCOM. Your casual gamer doesn't pick up a
Halo. And if they do, they only play the story.
They don't get into the multiplayer or any of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
The titles that you're talking about for Sony, which Sony has always touted themselves as being the platform for gamers, right? And they were like, we're for hardcore. That's why we have Killzone. That's why we have put this big boom fatty processor in this and a ridiculous amount of RAM, because we want to be able to push things like Mag. We want to be able to put, you know, that's what they said when they first dropped this system. To now be 2 years down and we're talking about the lead franchises that are going to be probably focused on being Sly Cooper and Ratchet and Clank, tell me, holy shit, they missed the mark, they realized it, and now they're going, oh crap, we better get the casual gamer in, because the hardcore, we got nothing for them, that they can't get anyplace else, right?
Right.
You get Mag just on the PS3. Well, guess what? I can play Steel Battalion on the Xbox 360, and there are some people that are getting that ridiculous console, you know, the 256 button thing for Steel Battalion, and they will use that to play it. Okay, and it doesn't get more hardcore than that, and I don't have to be on the PS3 for that. You know, so I'm just kind of really looking forward to the media briefings, because I really have no idea, frankly, what Microsoft and what Sony are going to do to try and steal Nintendo's thunder. Because right now, in my book, this is Nintendo's E3 to take.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yep. Nope, I absolutely agree with
that. Literally, it's theirs for the picking. They would have to do something really stupid.
They would have to set the audience on fire. Even then, some people would be like, yeah,
it's hot!
They could also pull out one other big card, that could go into their favor. They could announce, and this is something I was talking with Handsome Man about last year, And it's the one thing that Nintendo has really yet to do. An in-house game for the mature audience. The first.
I mean, we were talking a little bit about this over lunch, actually, about what drove people to no longer really play their systems. Like, obviously, I still have my Wii. Ninja still has her Wii.
Yep.
I got mine.
You know, we're not planning to trade them in.
Until the Wii U gets a ship date.
Yep.
And then I'm taking my gamer rewards card thing to GameStop and be like, trade in!
No, I'm
for my Wii U! Because I'm going to get a Wii U. I'm not even going to trip. I'm going to get a Wii U. I'm going to get one.
So, I mean, oh, I lost my train of thought of where I was going.
Gamers.
Right.
Getting off the console.
Reasons why. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they need to, don't get me wrong, if their major demographic is going to be the casual and medium gamer, so be it. But do not outrightly outcast your hardcore gamers.
You can't discount the hardcore.
You can't. Especially because a lot of those hardcore gamers have baby gamers who are your casual to medium gamers.
Right. And I think they know that, which is why last year they announced that Ninja Gaiden 3, Batman Arkham City, all Aliens, Colonial Marines are all coming to the Wii U because they know that if they get those titles, they'll get the hardcore audience.
But my question is, are they? But that's my question. Are they going to get the hardcore gamer, right? Because if I'm hardcore, I've already been gaming all this time, and I've not been doing it on my Wii.
Right.
How are you really going to get me to not get that Batman game on my Xbox where I've been playing the franchise already?
I mean, they'd have to establish a lot of different things because, one, we already know that the Xbox is really community. It's really about the community multiplayer experience. How are they going to make the Wii U multiplayer savvy to be able to bring these types of games to its console?
You gotta hear it from the developers themselves, I believe. Because when it comes to Aliens Colonial Marines, Randy Pitchford, that's how you pronounce his name, right? Randy Pitchford, has stated time in and time out again that out of all the systems they're making it for, it's gonna look the best on the Wii U.
But it's not just about the look. Like, for me, the look isn't the 80% of the game, mm-hmm. you know? And for me, the 80% of the game is my enjoyment of it. And that's story and the look and the play that I get through.
You know, the 80-20 rule.
You know, it is something like that. I mean, I enjoy Modern Warfare not because of the story, but because of multiplayer. And the thing that I didn't enjoy about my Wii, and it was the main reason that I stopped playing with it, was because multiplayer was just so fucking difficult. Like, to do Mario Kart, I couldn't use my Wii number. I'd use a stupid separate 15-digit fucking number that it generated. And yep. So I had to send that to somebody, and then they had to accept that number, and then we had to make sure that we were both on, and we had both the good NAT in order for us to then use that Wii number to connect and then start a game that we could then be in. Okay, that to me is stupid. Whereas on my GTA game, I literally say, okay, join my game, Panda, and bam, we're off and running, and she's shooting cops in the face. You know?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
It's ease of use as well as how it looks and how it plays and how the story is. And my only concern is I'm afraid that, you know, knowing that the Batman game and the other games that are specifically directed for the hardcore group are going to happen on the Wii U is exciting to me, but in the back of my mind, the realist is going, how are you, as Nintendo, with the stigma that you have for being casual and kid game, because let's face it, Nintendo is the platform for kids and families. We all know it. That's what they do, and they do it well.
And they do it well.
Okay? Right. No one can touch them. Sony has tried and has failed at every single turn.
Yep.
Nintendo, Microsoft hasn't even gotten into that market because they know
not to bother.
It's not our place. It's not where we're gonna work.
Hey, who remembers Blinks?
Okay, this is what I'm saying. No one. Seriously, you know. So you go through all of that. If you know, I come down to, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if your market, if the thing that you slam dunk that nobody can put a finger on you for is the casual and the mobile, do you really need to so wholeheartedly try to get to the hardcore? Or do you just amp up what you're doing for the casual gamer in a way that may be interesting to the hardcore. Okay, because as hardcore gamers, we all have that moment where we just want to have a dumb, fun moment with a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do 60 hours of questing and take an arrow to the knee. We want to have just a couple of hours
of
fun.
Not everyone in this room finds that enjoyable, but some of us do.
Some do. But there, but
not the arrow to the knee.
But at the same time, there are times where you just want to jump into Saints Row and just, you know, blow
some
shit up. Exactly. Okay? You just want to take out a big purple dildo and smack a few fools in the face.
I want to run naked and take somebody down with my crotch.
Okay? You just want to do that. All right? There's not an achievement for it. You don't get any special skill points for it. It's just dumb, stupid fun. Because sometimes you need that. There are times where you want to spend the time to figure out the strategy, to get through the puzzle, to get through the level. Yes. But there are other times where you're just like, I want to blow something up right now. But I don't want to get arrested for it. Let me play a game that will let me blow some shit up. And I'm going to do that.
And that's what I wound up doing with Grand Theft Auto 3. I remember just picking up the ice cream truck, finding a nearby bank, parking the car, and just getting infinite rocket launchers and blowing shit up.
Yep. You know, and so I'm wondering if, you know, the slam dunk for Nintendo isn't necessarily going after, you know, like BioShock Infinite. You know, I'm curious to see what Infinite is going to be like on the Wii U for sure, but I wouldn't necessarily say that that's the reason why I want a Wii U, is because I want to play BioShock Infinite on it.
Right.
You know, if my gut would be, okay, well, I want to pick up BioShock Infinite, my first reaction would be to reserve the Xbox copy.
Yeah.
Why? Because if I was going to do multiplayer, I would do it on my Xbox.
Because that's got the best community.
Exactly.
So once again, I think we're getting down to the basics of, I mean, when the Wii came out, the Wii was like, ooh, new thing, have to have it. It was a hardware buzz.
Yep.
Yes.
And I think
it was the first one with motion.
And it sounds like Nintendo's doing it again, but we don't want just to be a hard, you know.
Right. I think what they learned was that
we need substance. We need pure substance, and you need to have a fleshed out plan.
Correct. Because
to
I
make
think
it appealing,
because
otherwise you won't.
If you look at it, when Nintendo announced the Wii, everyone went, oh my god, motion control. Yeah, that makes sense. We've been saying we wanted to be more active and more immersed in our game. Yes. But when you look at, you know, the next year, when Microsoft brought to the table their motion piece, and Sony brought to the table their motion piece,
whatever happened
better
to the Move?
It still exists.
It exists.
There's stuff that's, you know,
I'm gonna say,
move
like,
enabled.
Whatever happened to that?
There's
thing.
Stuff that's move enabled, but you got another case where Microsoft trumped Sony.
Yep.
And depending upon who you talk to,
Nintendo.
Microsoft top.
Oh.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Okay. You look at Dance Central versus Just Dance. Just Dance on the Wii, which is just tracking the motion of the wand, versus,
yeah,
okay, we'll take the same fucking game on the Xbox 360, which is the whole body.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they took it to another level. Said, okay, here's your idea. Here's how we're going to improve on it. Here's how we're going to make
it
better.
Here's how we're going to make it fucking awesome.
This is how we're going to put it back in your face. And so, you know, my brain goes listening to you say, hey, you know, here's Nintendo once again setting the stage to have a hardware thing that's an ooh and ah.
Which it is.
They had the first ooh and ah last year. Okay? They kind of showed their hand showing off the screen and talking about how they envision.
I know, I
want to
save that for the bigger reveal.
You know,
I'll show the picture of the actual console, but not show the peripheral.
You don't think that Microsoft over the last year and Sony over the last year have been going, okay, well, we know what direction
they're
Nintendo's going in.
We need to make our whatever our.
How can we copy them?
How can we take that idea and make,
and
it,
make
better?
It better?
Because that's what they did. Like, when you look at the Kinect, I think that the Kinect is a better motion system than the Wii.
Yep.
I
it was better than the iToy.
Definitely better than the iToy.
Well, a lot of things are better than the iToy.
I mean, you know, taking an arrow to the knee is better than the iToy.
Taking two arrows to the knee is better than the iToy.
You know, but you start looking at, okay, Microsoft has had a year knowing what Nintendo's big concept is. Not the ins and outs, but the direction that they're going.
Right.
Sony's had the same thing. They've both said that they're working on their next consoles. You honestly don't think that it's not going to involve some of the same type of technology?
Oh, no, definitely will.
And then you start going, okay, well, then what's my killer app? And I think it always comes back to killer app and community. That's what ultimately is a console king, maker, or breaker.
I would agree.
How do you involve community? How do you involve multiplayer? And what's your killer app? Okay, we know the killer stuff for Nintendo will always, always be Mario and Zelda.
Right.
Okay? We know that the killer stuff for Microsoft is always going to be Gears and Halo.
Where's Bulletstorm 2?
I want Bulletstorm 2, I agree.
I don't think it's happening, and that makes me really sad because I fucking enjoyed Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
And then you look at Sony, and depending upon which camp you live in, you know, your kingmakers over there are Killzone and Uncharted and God of War.
Yep.
Okay. Well, how much more can you do in those franchises? You've got to make new kingmakers. And those new kingmakers have to come from someplace. They have to come from new ideas. They have to come from new technologies being embraced. But ultimately, they have to involve community. They have to. If they're going to be a king. You know, I'm going to get a Wii U, not only because I like the idea of being able to take my game that I was playing on my TV and move it to a local device in front of me, so that way if my husband wants to watch TV and I don't have to run him out of the room to continue playing my game, that's cool. Okay, that is a benefit to me. That makes my life better and easier. I am not the person that Nintendo absolutely has to get on board with the Wii U. You know, it's the reason why Reggie put that video out that was basically like, dude, you don't think you're going to pre-order a Wii U? Of course you are. This thing is ridiculously awesome. And I think it's one of the reasons why Nintendo was riding their own hype train. And why they're putting out a pre-E3 video. You know, why they launched the Facebook page the week before it launched. And not only put out just a Facebook page, but put out an inaugural message from Reggie. Going, don't forget to hit us up on our Facebook page to learn all about it. You because they know they need a kingmaker.
Yep.
Because there's only so much Mario you can take. There's only so much Zelda you can take.
You already put the plumber in space. Where can he possibly go now? Can't send him to hell.
Africa?
Resident Evil already went to Africa.
Oh. The Himalayas?
You can send Zelda to present day.
Could you go all, like, Terminator with it? Drop, like, Zelda in Newark?
No.
No, because it's a Zelda game. Duh. But, you know, all I'm getting to is I think that it's just a very interesting first 2 days of the show to get through all these media briefings and find out, really, just where everyone's hand is when it comes to the games that,
and what they're showing. Is it in its pocket? Is it holding something? Can I see it?
Exactly, yeah. Just saying.
That's my thought. No, that's a very good thought.
You know, because really, there's no killer hardware for the other two guys, so how do you keep up? What do? Well, you tease, a new Gears game.
Yep, Judgment.
But you don't expect them to come onto the stage going, you know what we're going to do, but it's not there. Nintendo's got a right about.
I don't think that Microsoft or Sony are scared of Nintendo.
No.
They should be.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be cautious. I don't think fear is the right word. I think they should be cautious.
Describe.
Because I feel like...
They should have a defibrillator or whatever you call it.
A defibrillator?
I don't think that they're going to come out and really shock the box. Oh, that's a horrible expression.
Wow.
Shock the box!
Hockey much?
Anyway, so... But I mean,
you're not from Boston or anything.
I know, right? Go. Go Bruins. No, but I don't think the other two companies need to be... Fear is not the word.
Because intimidated.
I like my word cautious. Because they have an idea of what's going to get presented. Obviously, we'll have the definitive answer, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, then they'll be able to work from there. And because they're not showing their hands, it gives them an advantage, like we were talking about earlier. So, I mean, unless they have Obama, sending from the ceiling...
Dude, if they get Obama to do wire work, I will give them my credit card and pre-order whatever the hell.
They would have to have something unbelievable. Like Neil Patrick Harris dressed up in a bunny outfit with a ukulele singing Arya's from Les Mis in a trailer for a game that won't come out for 4 years.
Again, my credit card would be out.
Like, it would have to be something that outstanding. Do I think Nintendo has that capability? That capability, no.
Dude. Don't say no, okay? Because just as soon as you say that, they're going to play an opening video for that new fucking Zelda game, and we're all going to go, oh my god, please ship that now.
I would like for them to go back.
Have you seen the poster? I mean, have you seen
it? No, but I wish they'd go back to Twilight Princess too, because now we know what Minda looks like all grown up, and now...
You want Link to hit it. Don't lie.
Link should have hit it.
I know you want to hit that. I know you want to hit that.
Because I knew something was up on it. I'm like, there's something up with this bitch. And then when she reveals, like, I really wish that would have been the best time for Link to have been like, damn.
Just there's something more happening into my pants.
No. Link doesn't speak, so it'd be like a silent Bob thing where he says, like, one thing.
Boing.
No. They can't. He's a gallant hero. Just like, I mean, like, he had the face like, and you know in his mind, the voice actor who, you know, has done the yips was like, I can't say anything? Really? Like,
I know, that would have been an appropriate time for Link to go, damn!
Wow, wow, wee, wow.
You know, or that. Maybe not that. Maybe not that. King Baby Duck almost killed Panda.
Oh my god. Oh, just came out of my nose.
You shouldn't be snorting it.
Drugs are bad and we don't condone them, use them, or anything like that. She's talking about Coca-Cola, the beverage.
Yeah.
Which burned on the way out of her nasal passage.
Oh god, that raped.
It burned.
That raped. What? I don't condone rape either. It's bad. If anything rapes you, report it. Whether it's Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew's a slippery bitch, though, so you gotta get that shit taped.
But that's why you gotta do the thing, because it's such a slippery bitch.
Anyway.
And it makes you feel good right
now. Oh my god.
You're gonna need a fucking cigarette after you do
this. Alright, let's get back on track. E3, game stuff. Okay, so, show is getting ready to kick off. And we actually have some really cool news that's going to be announced later on this week. So we're teasing it now because we can't tease, tingle. We're really excited about it.
I'm so excited you should feel my nipples.
Don't feel her nipples.
I'm sitting on my hands, goddammit.
Good.
Yeah, keep them over there.
Do not touch her nipples. But, you know, in the announcement world, not only do we have an announcement, but Geek Aggro is back up and running.
Yay!
You know, they were on hiatus for a long time, and we kept hyping them because we knew that one day they would return. And
it was prophesized in a scroll.
Actually, I saw it on a rim. It was spinning, and then I had, like, a vision.
I saw it on this, like, sepia-colored scroll.
Were they the rims that keep on spinning after the wheels have stopped?
Yes. And it just kept on spinning and spinning, and then there was a light, and then I saw a unicorn, and the unicorn was like, yo. It had, like, Barry White voice, and I was like, hello, Mr. Unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like, I just want you to know, Geek Aggro's coming back.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, magical unicorn. And then sure enough, following day, got the news. So if you have been
gonna
hearing...
Gonna give that aggro my love. Gonna give that aggro my love.
Okay.
Back on track. Geek Aggro is back up and running. Deuce is wild. Ooh. And Ross is with him. So new co-host. New writer. I highly, highly recommend
new
that you head over
page.
There. Oh, yeah. Can't forget, new Facebook page, facebook.com/geekaggro, right?
Yeah.
But you definitely want to check them out. More gadget stuff, game stuff, gear stuff. We are so glad to have them back up and running over there. We love Deuce. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be with us for the show this year, but hey, there's always next year. So, you know, a little bit of a pre-announcement for us, but that's not the big announcement. The big announcement comes later this week. So you better...
It's a giant nugget. Of awesomeness.
It's topped with awesome sauce.
It's unicorn poop.
It is. Kind of.
It's extremely good, miraculous news.
It is. It's good stuff. So you
want
to...
It's so good, we are not spoiling
it. Can I speak now? So you want to make sure that you check us out on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, each day this week, so that you will be in the know when the news drops. Because trust me, you do not want to miss this news. This big news.
Huge.
It's like so big.
It's huge.
Yeah, what he said. So there's that going on. Obviously, you know, there are a lot of events that are popping up throughout the week. For whatever reason, everybody on the damn planet out here, as far as throwing events, decided that Tuesday night was the best night to throw every frickin' party. And obviously, I am but one ninja. And while
I am but one panda.
While my ninja skills would allow
me. And I am
me.
But a king, even though I have no servants.
And no crown.
And no crown.
Mattis Yahoo did a song about that, right?
King without a crown.
Yeah.
Sing my word.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
We are heading to a couple of events that, frankly, we enjoy every year when we come out here. So I got to give a shout out to the team over at Bethesda because, frankly, it's not an E3 until you've been to the Saddle Ranch party. Mm-hmm. And whether you ride the bull or you don't ride the bull, and I've been told to not ride the bull.
I'm making the bull my bitch this year.
I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll
see. It might
make
me its bitch.
It might. There may be video
of
that.
A bitch will be crowned.
There will be a bitch. Will it be the bull? Or will it be Ninja or Evan? But we don't know. Fuck. Let me say it again.
Yeah.
Shit.
Cunt.
Thank you. There will be a bitch. Will it be King or Ninja? We don't know. But there will be a bitch. Frankly, I've got my money on the bull.
Being the bitch?
Pick 'em. I'm putting money on the bull. I don't know which one. Depending on how much I drink, I don't know. I don't know. But another thing that's really cool about this year's E3 is that there seems to be already a really positive buzz in the city. Like, on our flight, there were a bunch of gaming nerds who were coming out for this event. We bumped into Alexander Slinsky from Joystick. We saw... I don't think he was a gamer coming out for the thing, but, you know, we saw Simmons, you know, which was cool. Too Old to Play was on our flight.
Yep, saw some. Too Old to Play hoodies.
Yep. A couple of people from Harmonix were on our flight.
Oh my god, what if Richard Simmons is going to be at E3 to announce a new Kinect workout game?
That would be cool.
Sweating to the oldies.
Sweating to the noobs.
He was singing a song while he was stripper dancing.
I'm not stripper dancing with Richard Simmons.
I was stripper.
Well, I mean, in my living room, I might.
Well, it's meant to be, you know, for your...
That would actually be kind of cool. And that would be a really great bridge, you know, builder. Because you got the older set. You know, because, frankly, there are a lot of the people who are buying the dance motion games are buying them for fitness reasons. And it's your older crowd who aren't gamers who are picking them up. You know, my day job boss was sitting there and talking to me about possibly buying an Xbox to get the Zumba game. Because she'd be more comfortable doing Zumba in her living room than doing it in a gym.
Well, it's not just Zumba in terms of fitness. I mean, like, there's a whole genre of fitness
games out
there.
Right. I mean, the whole fitness game. But I'm just saying that, you know, for instance, as you well know, my boss.
Yep.
My boss is not a gamer.
No.
My day.
Except for a word welder. She's a boss.
Yeah, she is a boss at World Welder. That's ridiculous. But, not a gamer. Having a conversation about not just picking up an Xbox, but picking up an Xbox with Kinect with Zumba for fitness reasons. Okay, that's what I'm talking about when I say killer app. Okay, that makes the Kinect the killer app. When you get people to change their entire behavior to buy into your thing, that's a killer app. I'm just curious to what the new killer apps are going to be. And there's such a great vibe already in the city. The weather is fantastic. Okay, everybody that was on our shuttle ride to our hotel, damn near all of them were gamers, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see, you know, half of the people that were on our flight, because you can tell by the way people were dressed, who's here for our convention and who's here for another convention. It was just really cool for me to see that E3 hasn't lost its allure. It hasn't lost its importance to the industry because, you know, we've seen a lot of conventions pop up and disappear. Pop up and disappear. We've seen E3 change its inclusion rate from everybody under the sun to nobody except these 15 companies to, well, that's not enough to really build hype and, all right, so we'll open it up a little bit more. You know, we've seen so many changes, and I'm just so excited because this particular E3 seems like it's the perfect storm of everything. It seems like we've got a good group of, and a decent balance. There's still a bunch of people who are not here that really should be here, and aren't here because of, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, bullshit. But we seem to have a pretty good balance of traditional credentialed media to community media to hobbyist media and PR person, developer, distributor. That's just kind of like my first quick impression is that seems to be a good harmonious balance between all of that, which is hard to get on any show, right? You sometimes you'll get an overflux of one group because they can all get in and then they just show up. But it feels really balanced and it feels like there's a potential for some really big announcements that may change what we're talking about in the fall. You know, because already we knew what we were going to be talking about. We were going to be talking about Far Cry 3. We were going to be talking about RE6. We were going to be talking about Assassin's Creed 3. You know, we knew we were going to be doing that. Now,
Devil May Cry.
You know, now in the back of my mind, I'm going, see, at first I wasn't really sure about Devil May Cry because I'm like, don't fuck with Dante. But now I'm thinking, holy shit, I'm going to be talking about Dishonored. I'm going to be talking about Devil May Cry. I'm going to be talking about Lord knows what else because I have no fracking clue what Ubisoft is going to do. You know, usually we have an idea. Okay, we're going to get another dance game. We're going to get, you know, a teaser. You know, now there's rumors that there's a Prince of Persia game. A new one that they're going to be. Yeah, a reboot.
The reboot of the reboot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A Prince of Persia. You know, and
Sands
so,
of Time?
I don't know if it's Sands of Time or I don't know.
Okay.
When I saw the teaser, it kind of looked like it was supposed to take place in more modern time.
You know? And so I'm just like, Jesus effing Christ. So we may be talking about that. You know, it's so interesting to have an idea of where we're going. And now, for us, hours before actually jumping into it, going, holy shit, I was completely wrong. I have no idea what's about to happen. And that's exciting to me because that's, you know, that's an adventure. I don't know what Microsoft is going to talk about. I thought I did. I figured we were going to get some numbers. We were going to hear about how well the Kinect did. We were going to hear about some new media partners that were going to come on board for streaming. And then we'd hear maybe about an update to the Kinect. You know, now I'm going, no, I'm going to hear about a new Gears game. Woot. Harmonix is in the house. They don't come out from Boston for no reason, so Lord knows.
If we don't come out for nothing, they better not come out for nothing.
You know, so then my brain's going, so what am I getting? Because they're not coming out just for Blitz.
No.
Okay? They handle that really well.
Blitz isn't big enough.
So what's going on there? I don't know, but I'm kind of getting excited about it now. I don't know if we're going to hear more about Journey or not. I imagine that we are. And so we may be talking about that down the road. Then he flipped the script on the Sony side. And, you know, I figured, again, it would be, okay, here's how well the Vita did. Here's how we're going to change it. Here's, you know, some more on Sly. Here's some more on Ratchet and Clank. We know you've been clamoring for it. So, you know, some kind of mid-level to hardcore gamer title. You know, whether that was the Deep Space game or not, I wasn't sure. You know, and then it'd be, and don't forget all of our partners who are developing stuff, you know, multi-platform. That's what I expected. Now I don't know. You know, we may get way more detail into the God of War game and multiplayer than we were expecting. We may actually get a ship date on it. You know, we may see some other content popping up. They may do some more things with motion. I don't know, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Don't yawn. That takes all the excitement out of it. Try again.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I love it. And all week long. So make sure that you're staying tuned to our website, because we are going to be posting as much information as
so
possible.
So much posting. All the postings.
There'll be all the postings.
Post all the things.
Don't forget to also check out the Boston Bachelor Brigade as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Because that's where I'll be posting most of my stuff.
And you can get to that site, bostonbachelorbrigade.com. You can also use the short URL, which is b3crew.com, to get to the website. You definitely want to make sure that you're checking that out, because we are going to be doing so much coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So much stuff. We brought our own damn Wi-Fi just to make sure that we could get shit out to you.
Yes.
As fast.
Hot and popping fresh like a Pop-Tart out of the toaster.
More like a toaster strudel.
I don't like those things.
Really?
Brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts
are the shit.
I don't have to toast them to eat them and enjoy them. I just pull them right out of the Pop-Tart wrapper. As long as I have a cup of coffee.
It's going to be as hot as my naked pics on my phone.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
That's my phone, King. Panda doesn't let her phone go anywhere away.
No.
And now we know why. So, kind of with all that stuff, like, said and out there, I guess my question for the two of you is, knowing the appointments that we have and knowing the stuff that's been leaked now, have your days changed at all? Like, are you already thinking of changing your focus?
I want to touch all the things.
You can't touch all the things.
I want to touch most of the things.
You might be able to touch some of the things.
I'll be able to touch some of the things as well, but I also want to keep a keen eye out for an element of surprise game. Like, where did this come from? Why is no one talking about it? Because it is so awesome.
Right.
Kind of like what I did last year with the Jimmy Johnson video game.
Right. And I think that there's a potential for that too, because there's a lot more, or I should say a much stronger mobile presence at this year's event than last year. There's a lot of Google Play and iOS stuff. And developers that I've never...
Because mobile gaming is the new... Right now, it's the current new frontier until something else gets presented.
Well, I think that mobile gaming is really a gateway into console gaming and becoming...
If implemented correctly.
You know, more than just a casual player, okay? I mean, you know, as much as people want to talk shit about Angry Birds, and people talk shit about Angry Birds, okay? How many people... We'll talk about our side of the world. How many women who weren't gamers at all, didn't own a console, didn't own a mobile device other than a smartphone, more than likely picked up an iOS device or a Nook that could play those games, or even a handheld that could play those games because of Angry Birds? I mean, you know, you look at the playing field right now, and I can just talk about iOS because that's mostly what I play. If I play mobile casual games, they're usually on an iOS device, although sometimes I do use my Nintendo 3DS for that. But the games that I play over there are the fun throwaway games and puzzle games.
Yeah.
You know, they
like 100 Floors.
Like 100 Floors. Or Cut the Rope, which is my shit. Or Contre Jour, which I absolutely love, which is... not something that you would ever play on a console. You just wouldn't. You know, it very much reminds me of games like Echo Chrome and Flow.
Oh, okay.
You know, now imagine having those on a mobile device.
Pick up and play, in and out, for whatever
That's
time
That's not a Vita, because it wouldn't be a Vita.
Right,
you
but
know,
just in and out.
But now think about how many people playing those games got interested in the next level up games like the Cut Your Ropes and that kind of stuff, and then moved on to other games that were in the gaming sections of these stores because they had a great experience with this. You know, mobile gaming, I believe, is a gateway drug, frankly, to handheld mobile. You know, I think smartphone gaming leads to handheld gaming, and if you execute well on handheld, you will create a console gamer.
See, it's like a relationship. You talk on the phone for a while, then you hold hands, and then you move in with each other and can't stand each other.
Wait. You go from holding hands to moving in?
I know, it's very fast.
I believe that you are missing some steps in between the hand-holding and the moving
in. Then there's some multiplayer action. And then somebody gets returned to GameStop.
Oh.
And then is used.
That's so sad.
And then when you buy it, there's a download code you gotta get that costs an extra 600 points or $5.
And it's scratched and it's angry and doesn't want to run, but it runs kinda sorta. But anyway,
that's so sad.
And we're not sad right now. We are happy.
But I mean, you know, for you, Panda, like the things that you now know that you didn't know yesterday, have any of those things changed either your thoughts or your perceptions of the show?
Nope.
Or how you're going to attack the show?
I've already discussed that I'm totally looking for that sleeper game that no one really knows about this year.
Right.
I didn't get that many appointments compared to the rest of the team, so that gives me a lot of time to really kind of blend in, listen, and hear what everyone else is buzzing about to lead me to that thing. I'm going to sit at Atlas. I want to go visit Natsumi.
Oh, Natsumi is always good to go visit.
I want to go visit them over there. Square's going to get some love for me. They tend to like me over there, so they will.
Square's
mind.
Good people.
Yep.
I'm going to rape Capcom in its butt with pleasure, because RE6 is here.
What is it with you and rape today? Like, there's a lot of rape coming from your side of the room.
Yeah.
And that's really, like, harsh.
Rape vibes.
It's, like, really harsh,
no,
man.
No, but I'm really, like, that's
why don't you
really
just say, like, angrily stuck?
Because I'm not angry. There's so much passion that I don't know what to do with it, and that's what I think rape comes from.
Remember what Bing Crosby once said, rape is funny if it happens to someone you don't like.
It's not, though.
Oh, my God.
But regardless of all that, so, I mean, it just makes my eyes even bigger, because I would love for them to come with a game that I thought they weren't going to touch anymore and bring it to the forefront of my attention. I'd love to see that happen this year. So my ears are open and my eyes are open to hear if that's going to be the case.
Okay.
So perception might be broader now, because I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Okay. Fair enough. King.
My perception really hasn't changed, but as I mentioned before, I'm just going to be keeping my eyes and ears open. Because while there are going to be so many high-profile games there, there's probably going to be one or two low-profile ones that more people should know about, and while may not be better than these AAA games they're releasing, will have enough heart, soul, and inventive gameplay that in the long run is going to outwit, outsmart, and even topple over these AAA games.
I mean, you know, Minecraft is an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Minecraft was a sleeper game. You know, The Blob was a sleeper game. It was an indie title. And you know, 1E3, a couple of people checked it out, and THQ was like, no, seriously, you need to check this out. We really think this is going to be cool. And it turned out to be pretty damn cool. So, you know, I think that the eyes and ears open is always a good thing whenever at E3, because you never know when you're going to turn down a corner and you're going to find that diamond in the rough that's there that, you know, they just scraped together enough cash to get the booth, and so, you know, they're using, like, the simple sign, but, you know, they have something that's amazing. I think for me, my perception has changed a little bit, and the way that I'm going to attack the show is going to change a little bit, because my main focus for the show was to cover the big guys, which is something that we haven't done in an entirety in quite some time. And so it was going to then focus on, you know, really getting some hands-on time and some talk time with some of the big developers. You know, we got some time with Bethesda, was trying to get time with BioWare, was trying desperately to get some time with THQ, you know, because somebody is going to talk about Grand Theft Auto. It's going to happen. And you know, Rockstar is not here, but Take-Two has a booth. I have a strong feeling that there's going to be a trailer. And then there's going to be all kinds of questions. You know, I think that for me, my attack plan is now going to be more about just exploring than necessarily dogging those guys that I was going to dog to just get the time. And that is also really exciting to me. So I think that we are going to have probably the best E3 that we've had this year.
Well, I'm not going to get passed out, blackout drunk this year, so that's already a plus.
I mean, so right there, winning!
Winning!
Because if you pass out again, I'm leaving you where you are. And you can just work it out the next day.
Okay.
Actually, I wouldn't do that.
I know you would.
Eshmon would kill me.
Oh, yeah.
But we are really excited about E3. We hope that you are as well. Obviously, we are not the only source on the planet that's going to be talking about E3, but we're the only source you need to pay attention to, because we're kind of cool. And, you know, for us, by us. For gamers, by gamers. So, that's all I got. Make sure that you hit us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. The short address will bust you along when you can check out any articles that are written within the week. All questions and comments are directed to our Facebook page.
Facebook.
Which is, you know, Facebook/Land of Esh. My bad.
Not Facebook/Land of Esh.
Facebook.com/Land of Esh.
Act like you know how to use the internet.
I do. We only have 161 fans, guys. I have told you, once we hit 300, I'd like to do it before our 300th episode.
Yeah, and this is 294 now, so you only got like a 6th episode.
That I said that if we got to that magical number 300, then I would release a video of my sweet dance moves on our S channel. And the World of Square has volunteered to help provide the mood music for my grooving behind.
I thought you were going to say nude music, but...
I'm not stripping.
Yeah, we're not promising nakedness. Yeah, yeah. Like,
maybe some intense cleavage.
I mean, there might be that,
if we get
but...
400, there'll be extreme cleavage.
Extreme cleavage.
Including... So...
I don't even know what that means, but I want to...
But...
Can I like the page again as myself?
I've actually had several people ask me if they can... if they made another account, they can like the page, and that doesn't count. But all the questions and comments get directed there. But remember that we are available on iTunes, so go there and search us out.
That's right. You can go to the iTunes Music Store or the Microsoft Marketplace and search for Electric Sisterhood and subscribe to our podcast there, which will ensure that you get our podcast episodes the moment we put them out on the web for your listening pleasure. But if you're not the type to live La Vida I, and you're not down with the Microsoft Marketplace...
then you can also follow us by using the RSS feed or any podcast search engine. But if you are looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our beautiful banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. Oh, no, 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 no. On Mondays, we release our podcast episodes, fresh for the people. But on Tuesday...
well, usually it's Boss and Bass Brigade's time, but this week on... B3Crew.com is going to be a special episode of my No Borders No Race J-Pop and Alternative Podcast Show. We got some kick-ass music from Japan, the Boston area, and a little musical premiere from San Diego that you might enjoy. Something for the summertime.
Ooh, that sounds enjoyable.
And I urge you to also go on B3Crew.com for all the updates on E3. I'll be writing my ass off, as usual, giving you the best, the brightest, and maybe even the little cracks that you won't see on most of the websites, but I will discover on site.
We're going to cover this thing like a tarp over a dead body. And then following the Boston Bass Brigade show, typically on Tuesday, but this week, No Borders, No Race, with some awesome... oral pleasures for you.
Oral.
Yeah, yeah.
I said oral. It's in your ear because it's listening.
Oh, ha! I thought you said oral.
No, I said oral.
Is it the oral. Same word for...
no, one begins with an A and the other one begins with an O.
Oh!
As an auditory.
Like, oh.
Oral.
Oral. Oh, I thought you meant oral.
No. Focus, Pandalicious.
My bad.
On Wednesday, you will now have new content from geekagro.com. For the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs fed and satiated, there's all the stuff that we have on our Facebook page. As Pandalicia said, facebook.com/Land of Esh. There's also all the stuff that we put on Twitter, and if you want to follow the entire group that makes it the Land of Esh, which I highly recommend that you do, then you want to go to my page, twitter.com/NinjaSista with an H on the end, and subscribe to the Land of Esh list. It is full of awesome sauce, people. I would not lie. At least not to your lovely ears. possibly to your lovely face, but never your lovely
I lied to ears. Your feet. And your pinky fingers.
And you're special like that, which, you know, is one of the reasons why I love you. There's also the ability for you to get a 30% discount on clothing from aspotalimited.com. We highly recommend that you check them out as well. They've got some great shirts. We're going to have a giveaway coming up with them pretty soon. I think it's going to be around our 300th episode that we'll put the contest live, and somebody's going to walk away with an awesome shirt. And now I'm thinking it might be three awesome somebodies, you know, one for each 100 episode that we've done.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
maybe the 300th like.
Maybe the 300th like gets a shirt.
Gets a shirt.
Maybe one of the people who tweets using a special hashtag involving ESH
will get a shirt. And the last one's Panda's Choice.
Why is it Panda's Choice?
It could be Ash's Choice.
Yeah, I like that better.
And we could rock, paper, scissors it out.
I think we'll do something like that.
It should be like The Voice. Be like, I want to work with you.
Something like that. So we've got that coming up around the corner, obviously. We have all the stuff for all the respective websites that you can find conveniently in one place at landofesh.com. All of our content is there that we write specifically for you. It's good times, good people, good vibes. That's all I gotta say. So shit that you're digging this week, Panda!
Being on land.
Okay. Shit you're digging this week, King!
Wii U.
I think he likes the Wii U.
Really? He said it twice.
I think.
What about you, Ninja?
Astro Gaming Headsets! I can't say enough awesome shit about these headsets, people. I can't. I love them.
Buy one. Just buy two. Buy seven.
I don't care how many you buy. Just buy them. They're so good. It sounds so good. It's just so good in your face and in your ears. Not so much in your wallet. But you know what? Sometimes it has to happen. And I'm also going to give a shout out to VOG Network, which is Voice of Geese Network, started by our good friend, Bobby Blackwolf, and our friends over at Orange Sound Radio and Understation Live. We are so happy that your venture has kicked off, that you guys are just going to kick ass, take names, and that Anime Jam Session has joined the family over there. So
yay!
They're out of the gate growing, and it's just a cool thing. So definitely check them out, vognetwork.com. As always, I am Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I am King Baby Duck.
And we are out of here.
Peace!